What's up? Welcome back to Rant and Rave, episode 2 with Becky and Eric.
What up, guys? Becky here. Today we're going to talk about dating because Eric and I are in quite the different situation. How long have you been married?
This is our 14th year together.
Holy cow.
So, yeah, August 1st, actually, will be our 14th anniversary.
Awesome. I say holy cow, although I was married for a long time, but I am divorced.
How long were you married?
We were married 10 years and together 15. And I should say, we are still very good friends. So it's a very amicable divorce, but I am on the dating scene, sort of. We'll talk about that. Eric has not been on the dating scene for 14 years. So, and he's a gay male and I'm a straight female. So we got a lot to talk about.
We do.
Right? So why don't you gross out our audience with your super cute and vomit-worthy dating and marriage story?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you.
So I can feel bad about myself.
Well, you know, things have changed dramatically since the last time I dated, you know, 15 years ago.
I'm sure.
14 years ago when Douglas and I met, we were working at a gay club on Bourbon Street as security guards.
What? I've seen both of you, okay? Who are you bouncing?
We are, like, super intimidating, okay? I am maybe 5'5", if I'm on my tippy toes.
Right.
And 135 pounds soaking wet. So,
right. And Douglas is, I mean, he's tall, but he seems, like, very... very chill.
So he ain't that tall.
He's not?
He ain't that tall.
I'm 5'2". So.
Well, I mean, he's taller than me. Everybody's taller than me. Me and you are like neck and neck.
Yeah. But he seems so chill. Who is he bouncing out of that place? I feel he doesn't
well,
care.
Well, we are two different people than we were a long time ago. I can still get kind of crunk, though. You know, I don't really go out and like mingle and drink. But when I do, I can let my hair down.
Yeah, I've seen it.
You got to see my hair a little bit.
I saw it down. It's flowing.
You didn't really see it. It was not flowing too much.
Just a little.
I am looking forward to our New York date to where I can let it flow.
Oh, my goodness.
Though.
I can't wait.
But when we were working, you know, so long ago, we were crunk, Becky.
What's crunk?
Like, we would get...
What does crunk mean?
Crunk is like cray.
Oh.
We would have our cocktails, we would do whatever else we would do while we were working, and then we would get off, and we were at Bourbon Street, you know, so we threw down.
I'm sure.
And, you know, we instantly fell in love. I know it sounds so cheesy,
really cheesy,
but, like, I went to the back to grab some paper for this clipboard I was holding. I was signing people up for the guest list, and I went to the back, and he was sitting there filling out new hire paperwork, and he looked up, I looked at him, and it was like, you know, a choir singing in the background. I mean, it
insert
was
choir
really
music here.
Totally.
I'll edit that in later.
And it was literally like we were butt stuck from that point on until now.
Aww.
So
how do gay men work? How long till you move in together?
Haha.
Well, he was staying.
Oh, it's a thing.
I thought so.
He was staying at a hostel on Canal Street.
Oh, boy.
Okay, at this time, 14 years ago, the movie Hostel was out in theaters. Okay,
right.
I automatically thought of murder and
<You should. laughs>
all of these sadistic things that could happen at a hostel. And I told him, like, literally the night that we met, I said, well, you're going to come home with me because you're not staying at the
right.
hostel.
That's
and
a good pickup line.
And it worked.
Yeah. I bet.
So... yeah, and he stopped staying at the hostel.
Like,
huh?
That night was it? Really?
Was
he
it.
Just moved right in with you.
Hook, line, and
sinker.
Oh, my
sinker. God.
Ka-plunk.
Is that would you say that's normal in the gay community? People move in faster? I know there's a stereotype with lesbians where they say they move in right away.
Is that really?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've heard. I don't personally know, but I've read, you know, I've seen it as a stereotype.
That's funny. You know, I did date for a while before Douglas, and that didn't really happen. I knew that I saw love stories develop out there, and it was always a guy coming into town. He was fresh off the street, and that's when you find him. And that's when you, like, you know, put him in your pocket. And what the funny thing, it was my turn. Like, he was fresh out of Arizona, came in to New Orleans, and I'm like, oh my God, I got to put him in my pocket. And, you know, and I put that shit in my pocket.
You locked it right up. So who proposed to who? The audience wants to know, because we're feeling like we need some love in our lives.
He proposed to me.
Did you know it was coming?
I had no idea. It was December 3rd of 2014, and we kind of had an inkling that the Supreme Court was going to do something in 2015. We didn't know for sure. And I'm a huge Christmas nut, you know.
Me too.
Yes. He had tickets for us to go to the St. Louis Cathedral Choir, and we went there for a Christmas concert. He had this whole date. That was part of it, but he had this all this other stuff planned. He took me by the Mississippi River, and it was like smoke on the water, you know, that I know you know that song.
Yeah, of course.
Smoke. Yeah.
I'm not singing it, but I do know it.
And the rest is history. And then we had beignets at Café du
Monde. Of course. See, can I just give a PSA for all the men out there? Us ladies, including Eric, we like a good proposal. Am I wrong? We want a touching, you know, thoughtful, good, amazing proposal. Now, if I was to get married again, which I never am, I better get a good proposal. You know what I'm saying? It's important.
Absolutely.
I don't know why it's important, but it is. So mark that down.
It is.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you're not missing a lot in the dating scene, because 14 years ago, I would say, is probably pretty much pre-dating app, correct? Or they're just starting.
Totally. Like, I am completely, it's Greek to me. I have no clue how to work any of that.
It's interesting. So my deal is, I was dating someone fairly seriously on and off for about 3 years after my marriage. And on the off times, I would go on the apps, and I had decent luck. I mean, I would meet people and go out for like a couple months, whatever. Since the last breakup, which is the permanent breakup, I really am so frustrated. So, you know, there's Tinder, which I thought was all about sex, but apparently it's not anymore.
Oh.
I guess that used to be the one where if you just want sex, but I guess it's changed. And then there's Match, and then there's OkCupid, and then there's Hinge, and then there's
Good
Bumble.
Lord.
And I kind of go through them, but lately I find I don't have the patience. I took the entire summer off of dating because I was with my son so much. We were traveling. I said, you know what? I don't have time. I'm so tired by the evening. I don't feel like doing my hair, makeup, heels, etc. for, you know, probably nothing. Then maybe getting wasted because I'm nervous and making out with some dude that I don't even want to talk to the next day, you know? So I gave it up for the summer. And now it's what? January? And I'm not really even back yet. I don't have the energy. It's like, you should see some of the people on these apps. They are scary. I mean, we're talking.
So
let me chime in
real quick. So, you know, I can only imagine what it's like to have to get ready and go on a date at nighttime after you've done all your daytime stuff. So when you do that, like, do you feel like, oh, this guy's hot and he seems like he is worthy? Like,
never.
Is that when
never.
You?
I mean, occasionally I think there's a possibility, but I have yet to have the point where I'm super excited. I just feel maybe there might be a connection with this person via us texting, but I have to meet them in person. The problem is, as you know, we have children. We're tired. Mm-hmm. I have lupus, which is a disease that causes me a lot of fatigue. So for me to go out and, you know, rock it, even at 6:30 p.m. is a lot. It's a lot. But a lot of people have good luck. I can't get the motivation. Let me tell you about one that I can remember. It didn't even make it to the date. This guy said, I would like to talk to you on the phone first. And I hate the phone, as you know. I hate that
voice. Yes.
It's so unnecessary, but whatever. So I said, fine. So I talked to him on the phone. He proceeds to tell me that his good friend is a very well-known porn star, but he cannot tell me her name because I would know who she is. And even though I promised I wouldn't tell anyone, I was really curious who it is, you know, because I'm very familiar with the porn world. No, not really. I mean, sort of. Whatever. So he wouldn't tell me, but he said I should not be intimidated because even though she told him he's the best sex she's ever had and she's a porn star, oh, wow. I should not be intimidated because he will ease in with me. And I said, what? Oh. I was like, dude, I'm fine. Wow. I'll be because you know what? We're not having sex. And even if we did, something tells me you're all talk. So this is the type of BS. Tell me what you think about this. So when I go on dates, I always offer to split the bill. Okay. I have to tell you that 90% of the time, the guy agrees. Do you think that's right?
Right? Oh my God.
I'm doing it to be polite.
Kick him out.
Like so many of these guys, and I am shocked that they say yes.
You know what? Look, if I was a girl, which, you know, some might argue I might have a few traits, but if I were a girl, I would come up with maybe like three things that I would check off on my list. And if this MF-er hits these three things, then you like kick him as far as you can out the door. And one being if they agree to go half on your bill.
Because, yeah.
Number two, if they do not unlock your door.
Oh, they never do that. Well, I'm in the city, so they're not driving me.
That's not, okay, is that a country thing?
I mean, I do recall when I lived in Connecticut, people, yes, would open my door.
They better open your door. Even if they walk around to the cab.
No, you're right. The cab, they should like, open the door.
Open the, yes, they should. And if they shouldn't, then they should be checked off. And that should be number two. Now, the third one, I haven't thought
let
of.
Let me know.
But when I do, I'll let you know.
Well, here's the thing. I always do it to be polite because you don't want to assume. But let's be real. You better pay. I don't care if it's 2020. Chivalry should not be dead. Right?
Thank you. And maybe once y'all get married and things are beautiful. Okay. Once y'all are like, you know, hand in hand, then you could be like, this is my gift to you. And you
agreed.
Pay for their dinner.
After some
you know
dates,
what I mean?
But you should be still kind of fighting me for a while and be like, fine,
hard to get,
I'll
right?
let you pay this time. You know what I mean? I can't totally. Tell you. Other people can, if other ladies can hit me up, hit us up, because I'm curious if this is happening to them.
And not just ladies.
Yeah.
Gays. Holla at your boy.
How does that
holla
work?
At your boy.
How do the gays do it? How do you
I
know
mean,
who pays?
Really? I mean, I know I was broke as hell, you know, 14 years ago. So it was, you know, squeezing blood out of a turnip. So it's a different vibe today. So I'm really curious to know what the gays do.
On our Instagram. Or Facebook, rant_and_rave_podcast. Please let us know because I'm curious, is this a new
thing
where we're supposed to split? Because I don't really like that.
And is the apps that easy? Like it seems to me looking in the window, peering into y'all's domain, that is so easy. Like you have this five platforms. You should be. If you want to be married, you could be married in like a
I know.
Hot
yes
second,
and no.
You know?
When I first started going on them, I had a lot of success. Now, I don't know if it's the age. I don't know if it's my age because so I'm 43 and I feel men in their 40s and even 50s are looking for women in their 30s and even 20s. So I don't know if I'm in this weird age where men my age don't look for me or if the...
But are you looking for a guy your age?
Older. I mean, I would take
you're
younger.
Not wanting, you
no,
don't
I
want to rob the cradle?
But I assume guys don't really. I would in 2 seconds. Can I tell you something? My son's drum teacher. Oh my God, if he ever heard this. He's an attractive guy, right? But he's just like a typical looking guy. And then I looked up him playing drums for real to show my son. And all of a sudden, he looked so much better. So I thought, oh, that would be kind of fun. I knew he was younger than me, whatever. I really look into him and his schooling, and I realize he's 26 years old. So I think that's out of the realm. But for me, I think it's more the guy doesn't want the older woman. So I don't even bother. Yeah.
Interesting.
I look at 39 and up, but I almost assume that 39, 40, they're not going to talk to me.
You know, usually the millennial guys, from what I hear, like the mature woman.
Where do you hear that? Where have you heard that?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I've never heard that.
But
when you find out, send me a link. No, I'm fine with someone my age. I'm also fine with being alone, and that's part of the problem. I'm very fine.
And that's so important.
But it's not, there's not the motivation to really do it. You know, it's the once in a while when I think, oh, it would be nice, you know, to
have a little bump and grind.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. But yet, other than that, I'm kind of okay. So I don't know. Where do I go to meet people other than these apps? I guess I go back on the apps. I don't know. I'll update you.
Yeah. I mean, if I, like, again, looking through the window, if I had this at my, you know, if I were able to do that, I would be getting on them apps.
Well,
in
I know
a
you
second.
Would. You'd probably be hooking up with every gay male. No. It's, I don't know.
I'm not a hoochie,
different
Becky.
Than I used to be. I think if I was in my even early 30s, I would be crazy. But I'm so tired. I'm tired. That's what it is. I'm just tired. And whatever. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? My homework this week is I'm going to go crazy on the apps and then next week let you know if anything interesting happens. How's that? And you know what else I'm going to do?
Please.
Maybe I can post
some
stories on our Insta of some of the quality men that have hit me up.
That's all right. Yes. Cool. Yes.
Yeah. So you'd be right on those. Do you have any friends that are still dating? Or are they all married?
Honestly, I don't really have that many friends, Becky.
I'm getting to that point myself. You know what? You don't need a lot of friends.
Like, I mean, and I used to have friend after friend after, but now with the kids and like life
time.
And my husband, it's like,
thank you.
I mean, I do have friends, but it's not like I go out and I socialize. Like, I'm like
a
mama.
I understand.
You know?
Oh, so that makes me think, I have been dying to talk to you about this since I stayed at your place, and I have not brought it up because I want to hear your straight up reaction, but I've been dying. So let me preface this, and you're going to know where I'm going with this. Mm. So Eric has an Airbnb. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but it's
sure.
But it's beautiful.
Zydeco House.
Yeah, go ahead. Do a little promotion.
Zydeco House. Check it out on Instagram at Zydeco House.
It's so beautiful, and he is anal, okay? So this place is amazing, and he was getting it ready for another group when I was there, and he was talking about his biggest pet peeve is when women wipe their makeup off on the towels and it stains the towels and this and that, and how he leaves special towels for makeup. And I said, okay, I could see that. You know, it's annoying buying new towels. I mean, so I was really conscious of not getting my makeup on the towels. Well, until we went out that night and had a lot of drinks, or I did. I don't know if you did. Seemed you did.
I was plastered.
We went to a gay bar, and we got home at 2:30 in the morning. And I did not do my best job
No, you didn't.
When I woke up the next morning, it looked like I had literally put complete clown makeup on and just pressed the towel into my face. And I thought, my God, I have to send him new towels. He is going to kill me. And I did bring it up to you briefly, but I had to then quickly go to the airport. So we didn't really, you hadn't seen it yet.
Yes, but I did. And it looked like you fell asleep face down on the towel.
I felt so bad. And I wanted to bring it up because I want to send you a new towel. But I need to know the brand.
No, it's completely fine.
Like, what are the odds? I'm usually so good about that.
Well, it's Martha Stewart.
Of course.
You would know. But
were you mad?
No, my God, you're Becky. Of course not. But like a stranger in my house downstairs, and I have specific makeup towels, and they're going to go to, you know, better than Martha Stewart towels and take off their whole like mascara and everything.
So you're giving, you're saying is you're giving me the shit towel.
No, that's what I draw off with is my Martha towels.
Wow. As a guest at this place, you get better towels than even the owner. I feel that's a selling point.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for us to upgrade for ourselves. I keep saying we need to do it, and, you know, I just don't. But I love my Martha towels. Like, we got those as a wedding present, so they're sentimental, and I guess that's another reason why we still have them. But,
well, I ruined one, so I'm sorry.
No.
I'll bring my own next time. I'm all paranoid. It was so crazy. But, yeah, oh, let me ask you this about towels. But this is random. Do you like, people think I'm weird because I don't like super soft towels. I actually like them a little rough. Is that weird?
Yeah. Ooh, you're weird.
I don't know why. Yeah. It's weird, right?
I like to, when I get out of the shower, I like to throw on a towel and make me feel like I'm in a cumulus cloud.
See, it doesn't feel right. It feels like I'm laying on a rug or something that's not supposed to get wet. But the rough, it kind of like, I don't know. Maybe I just like it rough.
You're kinky.
With my towels. All right, I'm looking at our time. I feel like we've annoyed these people enough.
I think all so, right. Yeah.
Well, we'll see you all next week. Hit us up again, rantandrave_podcast. Maybe we should take out the underscore. Is it weird to say it? I don't know.
That's why I wanted to, like, I guess maybe chime in. What do you like? Do you like Rant and Rave Podcast? Rant and Rave_podcast. Because you'll find us right now at rantandrave_podcast.
Okay, if we decide to change it, we'll let you know next week. But hit us up. And
absolutely.
On iTunes, if you're on iTunes, subscribe, review, 5 stars, obviously. Spotify, I don't know if you can review, but you can follow. Or Google Podcasts, we're on all of them. Because we're the best.
Yes.
We will see you next week.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Noah Love.